Serrat and Murciano in the afternoon. Everybody's always trying to get organized. I've spent my life trying to plow through messes.
Especially this time of year because school is back. The kids are bringing home a ton of things. And then you just went through a summer where you threw everything out, hopefully.
It can be very stressful. And helping people get in the routine and get organized. From Evanston, Karen York has a business called Organize Me, and she joins us, hopefully, to help us get organized. Karen, thanks for coming in today.
Thanks, Karen.
You're welcome. I'll do my best.
You're someone who worked in HR. Give us a little description of your background and how you came to start this business.
Sure. The short version is I did spend 20 to 25 years in corporate America as an HR manager, a leadership facilitator, an executive. And in 2009, when my position was eliminated, I was looking for things to do and decided to try something different. That actually realized one of the things that all of my positions had in common is that I was organizing or reorganizing the department and the function to some degree. And it was honestly, it's what I do to procrastinate when I don't want to do other things.
What?
I clean out and organize.
What?
So.
As a kid, were you organized as a kid?
I was. My mother says she thought, unfortunately, because I was the eldest, she thought that all kids clean their rooms before they went to bed at night and put their, you know, their closet and their dresser drawers in order. But apparently they don't.
Yeah, apparently.
Some of us are just born with that twisted mentality and really like
it's
to do
a good
it.
Trait
so, it's a good
so,
trait
so
it comes
I mean
in handy.
If you have that, then your life becomes a lot easier because you see things in an organized fashion. But if you don't have that, how do you motivate yourself to be able to prioritize and see what's important and what isn't? Because it just all looks like a mess to me.
Well, I mean, for a person who is unorganized or parts of their life are disorganized, what I found, there's usually some sort of motivating or mitigating factor. It could be family is coming over for the holidays.
Yes.
Some of my clients have had to do it because they're getting ready to move, either to move to a new home or they're having a renovation. Oftentimes there are family members and friends that are spurring the individual to get better organized. But there's usually something. Sometimes it just boils down to the fact that they realize the stress that it's causing them and they know that they want it done, but they're not sure how to go about it. And that's when they call somebody like me.
Where do you start? And let's talk about the school routine that we're all in now first. I was reading something about your, what is it called? The drop zone?
The drop zone. Right.
Yeah, that's, explain that.
Well, everybody has a drop zone. They probably just don't realize that it's
zone. I realize Bob's drop zone.
It's all over the house.
Yeah. It's all over the house. Usually it's that space just as you walk in the door, whether it's your front door or your back room, mudroom, garage door. It's where everybody drops everything. Purses, keys, change, shoes, backpacks. So the idea is to help people create a conscious, organized drop zone that's set up to work effectively so that you're not combing through a pile of things, but everything has a place, everything's in its place, and it makes it easier for you to get in and out the door.
All right, elaborate on that, because in our case, for example, it's the kitchen. Because the kitchen, you have to pass through the kitchen in order to get anywhere in the house if you go in through the side door. And then if you're coming in the front door, you want to go to the kitchen because that's where everything's happening. So our kitchen has so much junk because Bob likes to throw all the mail on a counter and then he picks out his mail and he throws everybody else's mail
out. I don't throw it. I sort it.
He does not sort
it. It's your own sorting system.
Yeah, uh-huh. Throwing it. And then I come in and I have my purse and I have my briefcase and then Bob's briefcase too. Everything just ends up in the kitchen. And then I have an attack at night. And I say, or in the morning, and I say, I want to get rid of everything in this kitchen. What do we do?
Well, this is where it's important to remember that everybody is unique and every situation is unique. And that's the great part about being able to go into my client's home for that initial free assessment that I do. Because everybody's drop zone that you just mentioned is going to be in a different place. So depending upon the setup of your kitchen, you go through that kitchen door, is it into a garage? Is it into a mudroom? Is it into a hallway? That's where we would look for opportunities to create some storage space. And sometimes it's as simple as a bar with hooks on it that you hang on the wall. For mail, sometimes it's as simple as a basket that the mail can be put in so that it doesn't end up falling all over the counter space.
Why is it important for you to get to know a family's routine?
Again, because everybody is different. And one of the things that you want to do as an organizer is not create organization at people, you know, doing it to them. You want to do it with them. And they're going to have greater success long term if I'm working with their natural habits. So, for example, if everybody's natural habit is to, for example, in my house, to walk in the front door and kick off their shoes right there when they come in the front door, instead of trying to create a place for the shoes that is across the foyer or in a different room that's going to be difficult for them to keep up with, create something simple. It could just be a basket that you take off your shoes and everybody tosses their shoes in. That makes it easy to pick up the basket and move it when company comes. But if you create something that doesn't work within the family's or the person's natural habit, it's not going to work for them long time, and they're just simply not going to do it. And they're going to end up right back where they were.
Which is what happens to us over and over again, because we try to make huge changes that we can't live up to. What do you think about every 20 minutes I get an email from the Container Store with ideas of things that I can buy so that I can put things in?
Yeah, I was in my office at home today, and I've got about 800 containers down there that I bought because I wanted to get organized. Now I've just got a mess of boxes empty down there.
Right. Well, actually, I actually worked at the Container Store for a short stint as a sales consultant. And they, along with most organizers, will tell you the containers will not get you organized.
Right.
The best you can hope for is that you're just going to keep all the same stuff, and it's all going to be in a really pretty basket, or it's going to be in a bin with a lid. So what to keep in mind is you really should sort out and take stock of what you have and how much you have.
And then you need a system, don't you?
Well, and you need a system that, again, works for the space and works for your routine. But you want to make sure that you don't buy containers until you know what you have and how much you have.
Exactly.
And you put it in the right kind of container. So for something like mail, you wouldn't want to put mail in a container with a lid. A lid creates extra effort and extra work.
And then you can put things on top of the lid.
Exactly.
And then you're back to your mess.
Exactly. So it's important to put the right thing in the right container and put that container in the right place.
What about threats? How can you threat the people you're living with?
I beg your pardon?
How can you threaten them?
I'm not going to help you threaten your husband.
Talk to Dr. Laura Berman. Idea. She'll be here in about 20 minutes. And you do work with people who have offices that are messy and so forth, too, don't you?
Mm-hmm. I have clients that either have just a home office that's a personal office. A lot of times there are clients that run a business out of their office, which can be even more complicated because the office has to serve as personal office and business office. And then I do work with small business clients on their office space within their business location.
So leave us with one good helpful hint, a tip, first in the category of the kids and school routines, and then folks who have home offices, because everybody does these days. Starting with the kids, though, what's the most important thing or the most common mistake people make when they're trying to get organized and handle all of the incoming paperwork and so forth and objects from the kids?
The biggest mistake I think parents can make with their kids is, well, it's twofold. One is to not create any organization, because kids are, if we think about it, every classroom in America is an incredibly organized space. Everything has a home. Most things are labeled.
Yeah.
Kids have their own space. They have their own locker. So they're used to that, and it helps them be effective at school. It can help them be effective at home as well. But the second, or the backside of that, is really a corollary, is don't try to over-organize your kids. What I find is parents want to impose upon their children their ideas for organizing, and instead you have to find out what that child is willing to commit to and what's going to work with for them. So whether they're in kindergarten, they're in high school, or they're in college, you've got to work with them and make it a happy medium, not exactly what the parent makes or wants.
Good luck with that. And for our home offices, what do we need to keep in mind?
For home offices, it's really the biggest thing to remember is that you can't keep everything on your desktop. So it's important to think about what you use every day, all day long. Those things need to be on your desktop. But the things that you use seldom should be put away where they aren't creating visual clutter and they aren't creating extra space. I mean, extra clutter. But the thing that I find a lot of clients have a problem with is paper. So anything that we can do to reduce the paper in our lives by doing things electronically, or even just creating spaces to put that paper so that it's not cluttered all over the desk and in the office.
I worked with a guy once who was so hell-bent on having a clean desk that he kept his phone in a drawer. He wouldn't even put that on top of his desk. It's been my life's mission to try to get organized. Maybe now I can use some of Karen York's tips. Organize Me is the business in Evanston. I used to look forward to every semester. I'd be organized the first day, have my new folders. I was very excited. And then I was just awash in junk and a mess by the end of the semester.
There are people who actually tutor your kids to be organized, right?
Yes, and I work with kids.
Do you do
on
that?
Behalf of their parents? Mm-hmm.
Well, you do feel the rare times when I've cleaned up something and organized something, you do end up with a great feeling, don't you? It's just something lifts off of you.
That's exactly what all of my clients describe. They feel a weight has lifted off of them. They feel a lot happy. They report feeling less stressful because it's something that nags at you. Even if you think you don't care about it, in your subconscious, it's bothering you.
Exactly. So. All right. Well, good luck with organizing all of us. We need the help. Karen York, Organize
Thank
Me.
You.
Thanks for coming in.
Thank you. Welcome. Thanks for having me.
Thank